listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to talk to you about the only real light. I'm going to read to you from Exodus chapter 25, verses 31 and 32, and then I'm going to read to you verse 40 of the same chapter. Here we go. You shall also make a lampstand of pure gold. The lampstand shall be of hammered work. Its shaft, its branches, its bowls, its ornamental knobs, and flowers shall be of one piece. And six branches shall come out of its sides, three branches of the lampstand out of one side, and three branches of the lampstand out of the other side. Now verse 40. And see to that you make them according to the pattern which was shown you on the mountain. The tent God told Moses to build in the wilderness had no windows. The only light source inside the tent was what today we would call a menorah. It looked like a seven-branched candlestick, but there were no candles. On top of each branch was a small bowl to hold oil that fueled lamps. Their flickering light chased the darkness from the tent, and those lamps were to be kept burning continually. The lampstand was to be hammered out of pure gold, and the top of each branch was sculpted in an almond blossom pattern. The almond was a special figure because it was the first tree to blossom in the springtime. Some people don't know that there is a group in Israel today known as the Temple Mount Faithful. And these people are committed to rebuilding the temple, which was certainly a permanent version of the tabernacle that we read about here in the book of Exodus. Among other things, these Temple Mount Faithful have constructed a new lampstand that they hope will be used in an eventually rebuilt temple. It remains to be seen if their modern menorah will stand in a soon-to-be rebuilt temple. But if it is, it is a deliberate connection to the lampstand that God told Moses to make according to the pattern shown to him on the mountain. There's no doubt that this seven-branched lampstand had become an enduring symbol of Israel and the Jewish people. One of the earliest symbols representing the Jewish people unearthed by archaeologists are carvings of this lampstand. Also, on the famous Arch of Titus in Rome, carvings commemorate Rome's victory over Jerusalem in AD 70. In those carvings, the seven-branched lampstand is clearly seen as part of the plunder that the Romans took from Jerusalem and then paraded into Rome. Now, seeing that the only source of light for the tabernacle, the lampstand illuminated everything else in the tent. Entering the tabernacle, one's eyes would immediately be drawn to the golden sculpture. Everything in the tabernacle refers to Jesus in some way, and the lampstand is no exception. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." That's John chapter 8, verse 12. You see, Jesus lights up everything in our dark world, and without him, nothing else can be seen for what it really is. Ideally, our eyes are immediately drawn to Jesus, and he is continually the source of light for us. Let his light be your guide today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.